This is Dropout Nation. I'm Rashawn Biddle. Today on the Dropout Nation podcast, the importance of high expectations, why we must banish low expectations for our poor and minority students. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for the past couple of weeks, American Public Education has debated a report that has revealed something about the character of so many of the traditionalists and even some of the reformers in this debate over the future of American public education that really hits to the core of the ultimate goal, which is to improve education for all children. For some folks out there, especially many of the traditionalists, and even some reformers, their feeling is when it comes to poor minority students, when it comes to students who are academically in need of who need to be gotten ahead, the folks, the young men and women who end up being part of America's dropout crisis, they feel that those kids aren't worth the time or the energy needed to give them a high-quality college preparatory education that allows them to choose any path they seek, be it a four-year college, be it a technical school, or be it apprenticeships into high-paying blue-collar jobs. In short, the kids aren't worth anything. Ronald Ferguson, Robert Schwartz, William Simons, and others at the Harvard University Graduate School of Education released a report called Pathways to Prosperity, or as I call it, Roads to Poverty in Prison, that declares that one of the key efforts of the school reform movement, overhauling curricula and aiming towards college preparatory education, most recently shown as an example in the Common Core Standards, that's a disaster for students as far as they're concerned. They declare that it is a cause of the nation's dropout crisis, even though they really don't have any evidence of it. In fact, if you actually take the numbers, five-year graduation rates based out of eighth grade enrollment, the nation's graduation rate has barely budged. In fact, if anything, it just shows how difficult it is to reform American public education. They declare that this focus on college prep, all that is doing is denying kids the ability to choose different jobs that they can do and not have to go to college. They argue that, well, kids don't necessarily need to have a BA, which, to a certain extent, they are right. And what they ask for, and which is where the problem, ultimate problem is that they want a return to some of the elements of American public education that have been a failure, that have been the leading causes of the nation's dropout crisis. Ability tracking, which is essentially restricting kids that teachers and others think cannot learn high-quality college education to vocational tracks. The creation and the recreation of vocational-only schools, and the return to the comprehensive high school model in which some kids deemed able to go to college, take college prep courses, while others deemed unable to do so should stick to the less demanding, and in fact basically head on their way to economic and social mediocrity. This report has garnered support from some corners. Some of the folks in some ways are surprising. You know, Joanne Jacobs and Liam Julian of the WHO are both leading education reformers have argued that the report, we do need, quote, realistic pathways for kids. On the other side, there's groups such as the National Association of Scholars, the conservative group that has long argued that some kids only belong in college. From where an NAS sits, all the college prep effort does is push unqualified kids into college. We'll get into why they don't actually understand what's going on, because they really don't. But ultimately, what we have here is a report that has pretty much crystallized where things are, because organizations such as Education Trust have made it very clear that this report is essential and made this important point, that ultimately what they are calling for is essentially relegating poor kids and minority kids to pathways to poverty and prison. What, you might say, well, what's the issue? Well, let's start with this. I'm not going to say that these folks are not well-meaning. They are. But in reciting this argument, which is actually not a new argument, it has been around since the early 1900s when educators argued with an earlier generation, the folks who led to the creation of America's public high schools, argue whether high schools should be focused on college prep or sort of the comprehensive model. In other words, the sort of multiple pathways and realistic expectations now being discussed in a Harvard report today. The reason why those ideas came into place in the first is because there was a belief that blacks and immigrants could not and did not have the capacity to learn. They did not have the capacity to go to college. Now note, this argument never made much sense. After all, this is also the era when the creation of the Tuskegee Institute and Tuskegee University, the creation of Howard University, Bethune-Cookman, the era of W.E.B. Du Bois, and this never made sense because there are plenty of young black men and young black women who were going to college, not nearly as many as they should, and not nearly as many as they could, but they were able to. In essence, what Ferguson, what Schwartz, what Simons and others are basically arguing for is a return to a philosophy that is essentially declaring that some kids, and most notably poor, black, Latino, and other minority children, just aren't capable of learning. It is an essentially racialist concept that was out of date then, and absolutely wrong then, and is ridiculous now. But that's in some ways sort of a trifle or a small issue. The bigger issue is ultimately that Schwartz, Ferguson, Jacobs, all of them fail to acknowledge this one important reality, that the problem isn't that some kids are not capable of learning, it is that American public education has done a poor job of educating kids. In fact, it is these low expectations, these ability tracking efforts, comprehensive high schools, the ultimate lack of high quality education, especially in the early grades, that has been the real problem. And the real reason why so many kids are dropping out. We know by now that 1/3 of America's fourth graders read below basic proficiency, according to the National Assessment of Educational Progress, our federal exam of student academic achievement. We know that in many cases, in many grades, young kids are just not getting high quality learning. They're not being taught well about how to read. They're not being taught well about writing. They're not being taught well about math. In fact, we can argue right now, it is this lack of strong reading instruction in the early grades, including reading remediation for the 40% of students who, regardless of their parents' efforts, will need help, that is the fundamental cause of the nation's education crisis. It is why so many young boys end up being diagnosed with learning disabilities, being relegated to special ed, and being put onto pathways to dropping out to prison and to poverty. It is because these young men cannot read. And then, of course, because they cannot read, by third grade, they behave poorly because they're kids. They don't fully understand how to tell teachers, hey, I cannot read. But an even bigger problem, the bigger factor, the reason why we don't have high-quality instruction in the early grades, why we have low-quality instruction throughout American public education, and even in middle-class communities where kids are dealt poorly, but in many cases because their parents have the ability and the means to overcome those gaps and find ways to do so, can avoid some of the worst that happens to kids. The bigger problem is low expectations. When we say that only some kids can learn, when we say that college prep education is only for some kids, when we say that kids cannot do not deserve this. What we are basically saying is that some kids don't learn, don't need anything. And we're basically holding them to low expectations. We're also in the process holding teachers, holding administrators, holding all aspects and all corners of American public education to low expectations. We are not dealing with the fact that we do a poor job of recruiting aspiring teachers. We do a poor job in training them, especially training them for urban classrooms. And we do an even worse job of helping them do well in their early years. You wonder why we have so many poor teachers. It is because of these things. It's also because of things such as tenure, which protect low quality teachers and meanwhile not rewarding high quality teachers for great work. It is about curricula. When we don't have high quality standards for curriculum, and when we don't create curriculum that's both relevant and at the same time rigorous, we are telling kids that learning isn't important. We show our view about education through what we do. It is time for us to accept the reality that these multiple pathways, that's just trash. It doesn't deserve to be considered. Yes, that Ferguson report, I wouldn't read it except for the fact that this is my job. And I would recommend to most folks that honestly, for all the pretty pictures in it, it's not worthy. Ultimately, and let's add to this, as one of my friends, Rich Cedar, has pointed out, you know, in many cases, in a lot of high schools, maybe only 30% of kids who choose a vocational track spend one day in that industry. Just 30%, which means ultimately what you're doing is telling kids, you're putting them into tracks that don't work. What we need to say is this. Every kid needs high-quality education. The same skills, the same math, reading, science skills that you will need for four-year college, you will need for graduating from community college, you will need for doing high-quality work and being able to get into apprenticeships, and ultimately getting into high-paying blue-collar jobs, such as elevator installers and repairmen. Jobs that pay $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year. In essence, you will need that. And we need to hold those kids to high expectations, which means we need to improve instruction early. We need to improve the quality of teachers in our classrooms. We need to improve the quality of curriculum. And ultimately, we need to have high expectations out of everyone. Yes, and we of our teachers, out of administrators, even out of parents. Because yes, while parents may not always be able to help their kids with homework, we can ask them to do other things and ultimately bring them to the table and have them be true players and true lead decision makers in education. At the end of the day, we do need pathways. We need a pathway to prosperity for all young men and women, no matter who they are or where they live. And that means we need a college preparatory education that allows them to do anything they want, whether it's college or not. Listen to the Dropout Nation podcast every Sunday night. Also, read Dropout Nation for your news and commentary on the reform of American public education. Read my columns in the American Spectator and National Review. And also, in the next coming weeks, look for some special Dropout Nation packages as well. This is Dropout Nation. I'm Rashawn Biddle. Good night.